This recording, Cuba 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Prairie was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd name for the goose. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah continued the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this was a course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought that was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Havana, Cuba in 1936, October 27th, which, by the way, is the date that Cuba was discovered in 1492. So that was a great day for everybody, including me, to be born. I came to the United States through my whole youth. The first time that I remember, it was 1939. I was 3 years old, and I loved the beach. I was in Miami Beach. After that, we came and lived in the United States when I was 5, turning 6, in 1942, and stayed here for 2 years, in which I went to first and second grade. And that's where I think I was able to learn how to pronounce in English. I went back to Cuba. I had a grandfather who adored the United States, had lived here in Philadelphia, had become an American citizen, and then joined the Rough Riders and went back to Cuba and decided really he did want to stay where he was born and became back a Cuban citizen, but never lost a love for the United States. So at the table, every time we had lunch, which is a custom at that time in Cuba, the whole family got together, and he made sure that we spoke English around the table. I always went to bilingual schools, including a bilingual university, St. Thomas of Villanova. And I thank my grandfather every day because I was able to come to the United States and live here 50 years ago and be able to speak the language. Before that, I was married to an American, and he was a Marine, and we traveled to different places of the United States. But I ended going back to Cuba during our marriage a couple of times. Until the end when we were here and Fidel took over and we were never able to go back and we got divorced and I moved on and have always remembered my love for United States and my love for my country. I have children that speak Spanish and English, and I have some grandchildren that speak Spanish and English, and some are having a little bit of difficulty. But I really believe being bilingual has been a blessing that my family bestowed upon me. Bueno, aquí tienen ustedes una historia. Sarah Prairie era una enfermera veterinaria que trabajaba diariamente en un zoológico, un lugar muy desierto del territorio donde ella vivía. Ella se encontraba muy contenta al saber que iba a empezar un nuevo trabajo en una práctica privada, en un lugar que era como el cuadrado del norte, cerca de una calle que se llamaba la Torre de Duke Street. La área era mucho más cerca de ella y le gustaba muchísimo más. Así todo, en la primera mañana, ella se sintió muy, muy preocupada. Se comió un buen desayuno, se arregló bien en el espejo, se lavó la cara bien rápido, se puso un traje sencillo, amarillo, una chaqueta, recogió sus instrumentos y se fue para el trabajo.